Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all for being with me. You can support the Father's Day by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And don't forget to check out my coffee. I have some amazing coffee, Punchy's Coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. I have with me Brian Shapiro. He is a radio host for the Las Vegas KSHP radio station, 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Brian, welcome to the Father's Day.
Hi, Jesse. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Right on. So, Brian, when I first started out, I was doing radio. Well, I did TV and then radio, and I was into mm-hmm. radio until YouTube mm-hmm. things started. How is the radio? Are you on YouTube and radio or just radio?
You know, I'm on FM and AM, but my larger audience is national, and it's because of social media.
Yeah.
You know, I have about 500,000 listens a day. That's Facebook, that's YouTube, that's X, that's TikTok. So even though I am on the radio and it's nice to be on an FM AM radio station in Las Vegas,
yeah.
I think of it more as a podcast studio. Even though I do a show live every day, 99% of my listeners and 99% of my callers are national. So I think of it more as a podcast, even though it is radio, if that makes sense.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I wonder, because I'm on radio in Memphis, Tennessee as well, and radio mm-hmm. doesn't seem to be as popular. And I think the young people went to YouTube. The older people may have stayed with radio.
Yeah, I've been doing radio for 24 years, but, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I made the switch kind of to doing YouTube and yeah. TikTok, and it's given me so many great opportunities. I mean, I do Piers Morgan at least once, twice a month. I've done the Tim Pool show multiple times, and I do a lot of shows like this one. I do a lot of shows, not because I'm on radio, but because of the audience I get yeah. from YouTube. So I'm very grateful for that.
What's important to you?
As far as what? As far as politics or
period.
As far as what?
Period. What's important to Brian Shapiro?
My family, my parents, I love them very much. My friends. After family and friends, life is extremely short. So I want to do things that make me happy. I'm a big sports fan. I love good restaurants. I like going out, having a good time. But number one is family and friends. And then, of course, after all that stuff is work. You know, I'm very passionate about my job. I'm very passionate about politics, as I'm sure you already know.
Yeah.
But I would put it in that order. My family and friends come first before anything else.
And are you, I know you are into politics, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. That's my job. Yep.
Yeah. And so are you conservative?
No.
Democrat, liberal?
Neither. I'm very anti-Donald Trump. I think the only person that you could find that hates Donald Trump more than I do is maybe Melania. I've been a registered independent my whole life. I didn't vote for Obama. I did not vote for Hillary. I lean to the left on social issues, and more of Trump, the more to the left, I guess, maybe I go. But I'm a registered independent, and I just don't know how anybody could support Donald Trump at this stage of the game. I just don't understand it.
And before I get to him, did you support Biden and Barack Obama?
Yes. No, I did not vote for Barack Obama. I did vote for Joe Biden because it was an anti-Donald Trump vote.
Oh, that's the only one you voted for?
And I voted, yeah. I can give you a lot of reasons why I don't like Donald Trump, but yes, it was more of an anti-Donald Trump than a pro-Joe Biden vote.
Really? That's amazing. Why do you hate mm-hmm. the Great White Hope so much? You know who
well,
the Great
of all,
White
I don't
Hope
tend
is,
to
right?
support. Yeah, I do.
And who is the Great White
but
Hope?
But you asked me, well, it's not Donald Trump, I can tell you that.
Who is it then?
Who's the great white hope? You tell me.
Donald Trump. I thought you heard of the great white hope.
Well, so, I wouldn't
some
consider
call
anybody
him amazing. Yeah. They say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold rallies for him. Some people call him daddy, but I call him the great white hope. Amazing.
Well, I'm With respect, I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody who calls him a king is an idiot. He's a 34-count felon. He's a liable sexual abuser. He's a racist. He's a pig. He's cheated on every woman he's ever been with. He's in the Epstein files over 30,000 times.
Well, have you seen people call him king? They hold rallies.
Because there's a lot of people that are stupid in this country that are ill-informed. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, there's a lot of people in this country. I talk to them every day. They're very ignorant people. They're stupid, and they don't understand this man is a con man, and he's given the biggest tax breaks to the top 1%. He's got us into an ill-advised war. He's a horrific human being. And by the way, the presidency isn't for a king. The president isn't a king. So anybody who looks up to him like the next Messiah is in a cult.
So when I don't know what else to tell you. When you see those people holding the rallies around the country honoring Donald Trump, what do you think about that? And these people are like Democrats, they're liberals, they're radicals, and they still hold rallies calling Donald Trump king. What do you say to that?
Well, I went to those No Kings rallies, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
And there's a reason why his approval ratings are in the dumpster. There's a reason why he's fired a lot of people, because he doesn't know how to hire competent people. There's a reason why the midterms are going to be a bloodbath for Republicans. It's because Donald Trump is a failure. I mean, you tell me, what has he done positive here in this year and a half? What has he done good for the American people?
He shut down the borders.
Let's talk about immigration. Let's do one at a time. Talk about immigration. Do you think it's proper for somebody that's been in this country 20 or 30 years, that's a nonviolent criminal, to be sent to an El Salvador prison with no due process? You think that's good immigration policy?
If they're here illegally and they commit a crime, absolutely. But if they're here illegally and have committed a crime by being here illegally, he should ship them back home. Do you agree to that? He should ship the
back. But he's not doing that.
I asked, do you agree that he should ship the illegals back?
Are you talking about violent criminals or nonviolent criminals?
No, I'm talking about the people that are here illegally.
I'll answer that. So first of all, let's start with violent illegal criminals.
I know, 100%. But wait, just slow down for a minute, Brian. Hold on. You agree with me that the Great White Hope should ship the ones that are here illegal back to wherever they came from, right?
Well, first of all, he's not white. He's orange. So let's be categorically correct. He's the Orange Hope. If you want to call him the Orange Hope, he's not even white. He's orange. Number two, I don't agree with deporting people that have been here, even if they're undocumented. If they've lived here for decades and they're nonviolent criminals and they have families here, there has to be some sort of pathway to citizenship for many of these people that are good people. And the Trump administration, so I guess the answer is no.
And
the Trump administration is breaking the law.
Slow down a little bit. We're going to get to all those issues.
Okay.
If somebody moved into your home illegally and you were out of the country vacation or whatever, you came back and they've been there for a year and they appear to be good citizens, would you leave them? You would let them stay in your home?
No. Yeah, so I'll answer that. First of all, terrible analogy with respect. Breaking into somebody's home is a felony. Coming into the country illegally is a misdemeanor. No, it's not. How do you not know that?
It's breaking the law.
How could you do a show? But how could you do a show and not know that? Hold on a second. You just said it's a felony to be in this country illegally.
But it's illegal to come into the country illegally.
Okay, it's a misdemeanor.
You agree to that, right?
I understand. It's a misdemeanor.
And so why wouldn't you let them stay in your home if they broke into your home?
I'm telling you, breaking into somebody's home is a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. We're talking about two separate crimes. The answer is no. If you break into somebody's home, it's a felony. If you come into the country illegally, it's a misdemeanor. That's a false analogy you're giving me.
But they're still breaking the law,
give me an example of a misdemeanor.
Brian, why would you let them stay in home? They're good people.
So you want people held to account for breaking the law. Is that what you're saying?
I want them held to account. I want them held to account for breaking into my country illegally. Is that fair?
Okay. You want them held to account for breaking into your country illegally.
Yes.
You want people held to account for breaking the law. Then why would you support a 34-count felon?
No, that's not your question, Brian. Am I wrong?
Well, you're contradicting yourself.
Am I wrong for wanting them to be sent back for breaking into my country illegally, into America?
Not if they're deported illegally.
What?
Not if they're deported illegally. Are you aware of the guy who you support?
Right, I don't
that you
understand the question.
I'm going to try to
ask you one specific question first.
I'm trying to answer your question.
Am I wrong for wanting them to be and appreciating the fact that they are being sent back for breaking into the country illegally? Is that wrong?
The way Donald Trump is doing it is wrong. You're not describing it correctly.
You're not
it's not that he's
question,
deporting
though.
These people back to
That's
their countries.
That's not the question, Brian.
You're not answering.
Is it wrong?
Okay. So you're saying if they're deported by the law, is that what you're asking me? If they're being deported the right way, you're asking me if I agree or disagree or if that's okay?
Is that what you're asking me? Is it wrong to have them sent back to their country for breaking into the country illegally? Is that wrong to send them back?
If they are not seeking asylum, and if the Trump administration is not breaking the law, then no, that's not legally wrong. But the point I'm trying to convey
Brian,
to you.
Brian, I know we're going to get to
I
your
point. I just answered your question.
Am I wrong?
Is it
wrong to send them back if they broke into the country illegally? They came here illegally. They broke the law.
And where are they getting sent back?
Is it wrong to send them back to their country?
If they're doing it that way, although I disagree with
it. I didn't ask you how they were doing it. I didn't ask you how they were doing it, Brian. It's not legally wrong. Brian, that's not the question.
It's not legally wrong. I understand I'm answering your question. It's not legally wrong, but the way you're characterizing the question, you're making it sound like that's what the Trump administration is doing.
I'm telling you, in a lot of cases, they're not doing it that way. It was just a simple question. I didn't ask if Donald Trump was doing it right or wrong. I asked you a simple question.
Then I will say it's not legally wrong for you to think that if somebody is illegal in this country and they're being deported back to their country, not in a prison, then it's not wrong for you to think that way. No.
No, I'm asking you, is it wrong or right to send them back to their country if they came into our country illegally? Is that wrong or right?
Again, if you're talking about...
I'm asking one straight up simple question. Is it wrong or right to ship them back if they came into the country illegally? Is that wrong or right?
Case by case basis.
No. If they came illegally.
Case by case basis. Yeah. I think it's wrong. I'll give you two examples. I think it's wrong if you've been in this country for decades and you have a family here to be deported, no questions asked. However, if they came illegally? Yeah, and if they've been here with families for decades,
no,
I think that's morally wrong.
If they've been here 100 years and they came illegally, and we just found them, they're still a criminal and they need to be sent back and take their family with them. Am I right?
No, I think you're wrong. I'm answering your question directly. I'll tell you why I feel that way, but I think you're wrong.
Why? Why is it wrong to ship them back if they've been here 100 years?
No.
And we just
found a criminal, and the criminal
have a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
Why not ship the babies back with him?
Yeah, so first of all, I don't characterize human beings as shipments like a package. They're human beings. That's number one. Number two,
well,
if you're a non—
means ship, send them back.
Okay, yeah, but I wouldn't say it was a shipment like you're getting something on Amazon. They're human beings.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, do you understand that the man who you support that you call— great white whatever, which I think is insane, by the way, with respect. Do you understand that he's breaking the law with these? Are you even aware that he's breaking the law by deporting people that are seeking asylum, that have filed the right paperwork? Don't you care about our Constitution? Don't you understand that the man who you support is breaking the law? They're deporting people, and it's illegal for them to deport people.
But Brian, according to all the reports, those people have been told what to say even before they come into the country to claim asylum. They were told to say that. They were, according to all the report, they were given cell phones, free cell phones. They were told what to say. So you can't trust that when under Joe Biden, they were told to say that. So the president cannot base asylum on that issue. Not at all.
What does it say in our Constitution, Jesse? What does it say in our Constitution about due process? Do you know what it says?
Illegal aliens do not get due process in our country.
Wrong.
No,
I cannot
they don't.
believe Okay, I'm going to read you verbatim off our Constitution, and then if I'm wrong, I'll pay you $1,000. How does that sound?
Hurry up.
Okay. In our Constitution, it says any person has the right to due process. It does not say any citizen. With respect, you don't know what you're talking about. That's what it says in our Constitution.
Right, they were not referring to illegal aliens, non-citizens of the country. They mean the people who are citizens of this country.
Jesse.
That does not apply to illegal aliens. Let me change the way to send my check.
Jesse, I'm going to repeat what I just said.
Phone me my check.
Jesse, I'm not sure you heard what I just said.
You did.
I just
said any person. But the Constitution was not talking about illegals.
Jesse, the forefathers could have said any citizen. That's not what it says in our Constitution, which I'm trying to explain to you. It says any person. An undocumented immigrant is a person. They could have said any citizen. It literally says, quote, any person has the right to due process. That's not an opinion, Jesse. That's a fact.
And so
that's
you
what
think
it says.
That back in those days, the founding fathers were referring to illegal aliens. They didn't even know that the illegal was going to come into our country like that, man.
Yeah.
They didn't know that.
Our founding fathers, I'm telling you, our founding fathers could have said any citizen has the right to due process. That's not what they said. They said any person. That's what they said.
You are assuming that because you think you want it to apply to non-citizens, and it doesn't.
What does any person? Okay, so tell me, what does any person mean? Give me that definition,
please.
Any
U.S. citizen.
That's not what it says.
Yes, it is.
They said any. No, they didn't say U.S. citizen.
It doesn't say illegal either.
Okay, right. It says any person, which means whether you're illegal or not, you're considered a person. You're making your own definition and making up words. It says any person. That's what it says.
But when did you get the idea that meant illegal, non-citizen? Where do you get that from?
I'm sorry. What was your question?
When did you get
that again?
When it says any person, when did you get the idea that it meant illegal aliens?
Because a person can be legal or illegal. Are you really asking me this question?
It
says any person. If they wanted to say any citizen, they would have said that. What is your problem with undocumented immigrants? Why do you have such an issue with them?
I don't personally have an issue at all. It's just that they're in my country illegally, and we're having to pay for them. We take care of them. We pay free phone.
So you
free
care
rent.
About an American.
Hold on.
So
let me ask you a question.
So you care about.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yep.
We pay them rent, food, education, cell phones, health care. We're having to pay for non-citizens.
Not true.
Hold on, bro.
What you said
hold
is
on.
Not true.
Hold on, bro.
What you're saying, we're
paying
what you're
for
saying
non-
is not true.
And I know for a fact that it's true because I know many illegals, buddy. And so they're getting everything free, and we're having to pay for it. That's my issue with it only.
Yeah. Okay,
why you
so
don't
two
have
things.
An issue with it? Why is it that you do not have an issue with illegals?
Let me just correct you. If you're talking about welfare and food stamps and Medicaid, if you're an undocumented immigrant, you don't qualify for government assistance. That's number one.
But they do get it, Brian. I just told you they do get it. I know for a fact they get it.
Okay, well,
you can say Joe Biden and the Democratic Party for that.
Okay, you can say that, but that doesn't make it true. I'm just telling you what the law states. Number two.
I'm not talking about the law. They're not keeping the law. They're breaking the law. And
Trump is the president.
Are you okay with us taking care of the illegal aliens?
Well, hold on a second. You seem to care about Americans first, right? It sounds like to me you want to take care of American citizens first. Is that a fair?
I want to not have to pay for illegal aliens.
What about people that are struggling in this country, working paycheck to paycheck, that are legal citizens? Do you want to help them?
We're not talking about them. We're talking about the illegal.
Well,
are you okay with paying for the illegals?
Talking about hypocrisy.
Right. Are you okay with paying for the illegals?
Sure. I'll answer that. So first of all, I want to clarify, and then I'll answer your question. It is illegal for those that are undocumented to get government assistance. We're talking about food stamps and Medicaid. You can say
you need to tell the government that then.
Okay, well, it's illegal for them. They have to provide a social security number.
You need to let the government know that because they don't care.
Well, again, I'm just telling you what the laws are, okay? And if you think people are breaking the laws, then you should talk to Donald Trump about that because he's the president.
Are you okay with paying for illegals?
Yes. So, yeah, if a illegal, for example, gets dropped off at the emergency room and they need life-saving care, 100%, I think we should be able to help them in that situation. As far as government assistance like welfare and food stamps, no. That's why it's against the law.
So you don't want to pay for their education?
If an undocumented child, well, first of all, are we talking about anchor babies? Who exactly are we talking about?
Brian, do you want to pay for illegal aliens' education?
I don't have a problem with that.
Do you want to pay for illegal alien housing?
Where are illegal aliens getting housing?
That's not the question. Do you want to pay for illegal alien houses?
You're asking me a question, and I don't even know if it's true that they're getting it. If they're getting housing, not necessarily.
Let's say you don't know if it's true or not. Would you want to pay for it if you knew it was true?
With all the money that this country has, if they're nonviolent criminals and they're homeless, I think we should help everybody that's homeless.
So, Brian, you would want to pay for illegal aliens' housing?
Yeah, I think when you look at all the people in this country that are homeless, I think we should help all people.
Brian,
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with it.
You want to pay
I'm answering
for,
you. No, I don't have a problem with it.
Brian,
no,
you want to pay for illegal Brian. You want to pay for illegal aliens' housing.
Yes. Yes.
You want to pay for their food.
No, I just told you they don't qualify for food stamps.
I know what you said to the lawyer. My question is, would you want to pay for illegal aliens' food?
I want to pay for everybody in this country that's struggling.
How about illegal?
Yes, I would throw.
You want to pay for illegal alien food?
See, here's my problem with this conversation.
Brian,
you're talking about.
Well, you're not answering my
question. Well, hold on a second, Jesse. Well, I just did. I just said yes, but Jesse, you're not letting me respond.
One last quick question about that. Then, do you want to pay for illegal alien health care?
I just told you if they're dropped off.
I didn't ask you about the emergency room. Do you want to pay for illegal alien health care?
Don't have a problem with it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think what you're saying is amazing because the man who you support has taken away Medicaid for 20 million American citizens. Do you ever talk about that?
I'm not aware that you've done that.
You're not aware? Oh, well, how
because
could you be talking to me about...
Because I know people
Wait, hold
who,
on.
Brian,
hold on a second.
I know
Jesse,
people who
Jesse,
are receiving...
Hang on.
But we're talking
Jesse,
about illegal aliens,
Jesse,
Brian. We're
Jesse,
talking...
Jesse,
so
let me,
you,
hold on a
Brian,
second.
Hold on. Hold on,
just,
Brian.
Hold on,
Brian,
Jesse,
hold on.
You're not
referring to the Obamacare. That's not,
no,
we're not supposed to be
no,
taking care of Obamacare.
No, I'm not. You got to listen to me, Jesse, with respect, okay? For the first 10 minutes of this interview, you're against helping undocumented immigrants with food and shelter. Okay, fine. We can agree to disagree on that. You're not aware what's in the big and beautiful bill. You mean to tell me when we're talking about American citizens now, you're not even aware that they're taking 20 million Americans off of Medicaid coverage and millions of Americans off of food stamps? How could you be a Trump supporter and not even understand that?
I am aware that they're getting rid of the Medicare thing for the Obamacare people because they've been getting free and they didn't deserve it.
They're taking 20
and I am
million.
I am aware they're getting rid of it from the illegal, so I'm fine with all that. Are you?
You just said you're fine with 20 million American citizens being taken off of Medicaid that are struggling? You're
okay
with that?
I can't really discuss that because I'm not up on exactly how to go, and you may not tell me the truth about it. So I can't discuss that because I don't know how that go.
You support Donald Trump. You don't know. You don't
know
what's...
Brian, I do know that I don't want to be paying for Medicare or Medicaid or anything for the illegal aliens, and I don't want to be paying that Obamacare thing because most of those people on those things are lazy people.
What's Donald Trump? Okay, you don't like Obamacare.
Do you agree with that, Brian? Do you agree with that?
You don't like hold on. You don't like Obamacare. Can you tell me what Donald Trump's replacement plan is?
I don't know. You have to check with him.
You don't know. Uh-uh. Yeah, well, guess what? He doesn't have a replacement plan. That's the guy who you call the Great White Hope.
And then if he doesn't, that's fine,
yeah,
too, because...
Doesn't.
Brian.
What?
Let's say that...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Let's say he doesn't. We are capable in America of taking care of ourselves. The less government in our life... Brian. The less government in our life, the better off we are. We need a smaller government.
Okay, so let me get this right.
Do you agree with
all
that?
The U.S. No, I don't agree with anything you've said in this 15-minute interview so far. So let me be clear. All the American citizens in this country now, many of whom are struggling because of your great white hope rapist's policies, by the way, you're saying that none of these people should get government assistance, food stamps, Medicaid. You just think they should help themselves? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. We shouldn't help people that are struggling, living paycheck to paycheck, because of your stupid president that you voted for.
But when you're mistaken, Brian, these people are not, those people, whomever they may be, they're not suffering because of Donald Trump's economic system.
Oh, they're not?
They're struggling because of Obama and
insane.
And what's that guy's name? Biden.
Okay.
They were already struggling before.
Yeah.
Hold on, Brian.
That's right.
Hold on, Brian.
Yes.
They were
yes.
already suffering before the great white hope
gotcha.
Got into office.
All right. Let's see if you know what you're talking about.
And now he's cleaning up the mess.
Oh, he is. Okay. Let's see if you know what you're talking about. What was the unemployment rate when Joe Biden left office? And what is the unemployment rate now?
Brian.
Let's see if you have.
Brian.
No, don't Brian me. Just ask. I'm asking
Brian.
You. Answer my question.
At this point, I don't know, and I don't care. That's not important to me.
No, it's. What do you mean? The unemployment numbers aren't important?
No.
You're making the case. No, wait a second. You're making the case that the economy was worse off under Obama
and
Biden.
It was. And Biden.
Then give me some stats. I'm trying to
the
give you stats.
The gas prices was through the roof. Remember the people were complaining?
Oh, my God.
Brian.
Okay, let's talk about
Brian,
gas prices.
Remember. Right, I want to move on to something a lot because I want to ask you some other stuff. Remember how the people
okay,
hold on, Brian. Hold on. What a, amazing. What a mess.
I'm amazing how ill-informed
Brian,
you are, but go
Brian,
ahead.
Right. Remember
go
when ahead. Under Biden the people were complaining about the egg prices and they were complaining about all kinds
yeah.
of prices under
How's
Obama.
Inflation now?
And they would go to
you
the
know
store.
What
the, hold on a minute.
Yep.
And they would go to the store. There were even people stealing food from the markets under the Biden administration, and they didn't care if
yep.
the workers saw. As a matter of fact,
sure.
I have been in the store, and I've mm-hmm. seen some blacks come in with backpacks under Biden,
mm-hmm.
and they will pack those
mm-hmm.
things with whatever they want, and they'll
mm-hmm.
walk out. And when the poor
yeah.
white manager tried to stop them, they would give him
mm-hmm.
the finger. So I know
okay, let's
that
talk about,
they were
let's,
still
let's
in,
talk.
Under Biden
let's
because they
that.
Have permission to do it.
Right. So I'm sure nobody's shoplifting now under Trump. But let's talk about that inflation number for a moment.
I don't have time for all that. I got to move on.
Of course
on.
You don't. Wait. Hold on. 20 seconds. You have 20 seconds.
Okay.
Can you name me other than eggs and lettuce? What in the supermarket has dropped since the Trump took office? Can you name me some other items?
Repeat that again.
What items in the supermarket, other than eggs and a few vegetables, can you name me any other item in the supermarket that has not gone up since Trump took office?
Well, they're coming down because they were already
What's coming
up.
Down?
They were already
What's coming
up.
Down? Tell me.
And so in order,
you're not answering.
Cereals and things like that.
No, it's not.
Cornflakes
no, it's not.
And things like
no,
that.
It's, no,
but
it's
Brian,
not.
Let me tell you
don't
this.
Know what you're talking
hold on, Brian.
About.
Hold on. Don't worry.
You're saying things are false.
Brian, don't worry. They're coming down. No pain, no gain. So
don't
the people
worry.
Only have to suffer a little while longer, and everything is going to be fine. Because the
He's
president
been in
office. Is, Brian, the president is cleaning up a mess.
So let me just start by saying this. You don't know what you're talking about. Every single price is up in the supermarket since Trump took office. He's been in office a year
up.
And a half.
That's no, that's
you're
not news.
You're
it
not,
was already
you're
up.
You're not listening. It's gone up higher since he took office. Are you listening to me?
You don't know
what you're talking
Brian,
about.
Brian, some things have only because we're cleaning up this mess with Iran. But don't worry. All that coming back. The stock market is up and down right now. So don't worry. It's coming back.
We're cleaning up this mess in Iran. It's costing us $2 billion a day.
Brian,
what have you accomplished in Iran?
Brian.
What have we
it's
accomplished?
It's like marrying a woman who already had children. And so she already hated her first husband. She got all these children you got to take care of. So you clean up the mess first, and then you things start to get better. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. We went into a war and we shouldn't have been in one. It was an illegal war. Do you know how much money it's costing Americans per day? This war is. Do you have any idea it's costing us $2 billion a day? Or are you unaware of that?
Brian.
This war is costing us $2 billion a day. Did you know that?
Brian, don't worry. It'll get better.
You want to complain about Obama and Biden, but yet you keep saying, don't worry, it's going to get better.
Because the president cleaned up a mess right now.
What has he cleaned up?
Look how they're fighting him. They're trying to stop him from deporting illegal aliens.
What has he cleaned up?
Everything that the Great White Hope has done and is doing, he has major opposition from the Democratic Party.
What has he cleaned up?
Hold on, Brian. The Democratic Party and the liberals and things like that. But in spite of all that, he's enduring and he's taking care of it. What do you have, what are your issue with what the president is doing concerning the oil situation and protecting us from Iran? What's your issue with
that? First of all, he hasn't protected us from anything. Number two, there's not a new regime.
What's your issue with that?
I'm telling you, I can give you 20 different things. Just listen. He said, first of all, it was about regime change. There is no new regime. There's a more radical regime.
They're all dead, Brian.
Okay, listen.
They're dead. Did you hear that? They're dead?
Okay, you got to let me finish.
Did you hear that? They're dead.
Did you hear that the Ayatollah's son has taken over?
Brian, hold on, Brian. Did you hear that they're dead?
Who's they?
The leaders of Iran, the leaders and all their mama and everybody.
Yeah, that's not true. No, so I need to speak slowly, and hopefully you'll understand.
You don't know that the leaders of Iran are dead?
Jesse, the Ayatollah's son is now in control.
Brian, that's not the question. Brian, listen to me. Hold on. Calm down. Amazing. You don't know that the leaders of Iran before their so-called son got in there. We don't know where he is right now. But you don't know that they're all dead?
So the Ayatollah.
Are they dead?
You got to let me finish the sentence. The Ayatollah and members of his regime are dead. What I'm trying to explain to you is that the new regime that has taken over is more radical. They've closed the Strait of Hormuz. They are not willing to negotiate with J.D. Vance. That's why the war continues. They broke a ceasefire. This is not an opinion. And the fact that you don't know that, as you keep saying, amazing. It's amazing that you don't know any of this stuff.
But Brian, amazing. It's not over yet. Amazing. They're over there right now. They're taking over the Strait already.
They are? So is the Strait open right now?
Yeah.
Is it open? Who's in charge of the Strait right now?
One or two ships coming through, but don't worry.
No,
but
no.
Let me ask you this.
Well, hold on a second. The Strait is closed. Are you not aware of that right now?
It's not closed. It's closed.
Yes, it is.
The president is over there now cleaning up all the mines
under the
water there.
Don't worry, Brian. Who's in
it'll
charge?
Be fine. You're going to be happy.
Don't worry. It'll be fine. You
as
just want to blame
fact,
Democrats.
Some of the states in the United States, the oil prices are already down. And just in California. And the
what
blue
are you talking
states
about?
Where
they're up all over the
like through the roof. But, Brian, hold on. Brian, calm down.
Wait.
We got to move forward, man. Calm down.
Everything you say is not true. Do you know that oil is up 50% in the last month? You don't know what you're talking about. How could I have a conversation with someone when everything they say is factually not true? I'm trying to be respectful here. You keep saying amazing. What is it like supporting a liable sexual abuser? Great White Hope, right? You said?
Brian.
What is that like?
Brian, let me move on to the other thing. You're my guest. Hold on.
I bet you do want to move on. Okay, go ahead.
You want for some reason to get into his personal life, and everyone has a personal life, but you want to be personal with this man for some reason rather than his job. You're not going to be able to hire anyone to run the country that don't have a personal past life or whatever. President Trump to do a job.
Yeah.
You didn't hire him to find out who he'd been screwing or not.
Screwing somebody.
All those guys that have been president have personal lives. Are you concerned about all their lives? Brian, hold on.
Let me answer.
Calm down. Give me a yes or no because of time here. And I have so many other things I want to ask you about. Are you as concerned about all of the other presidents' personal lives? Yes or no?
I'm going to answer. Please don't interrupt me.
Give me a yes or no.
I would be concerned. You got to let me answer, dude. Really, seriously. I've done like 500 interviews here in the last 6 months. I've never done an interview like this before. You got to let me answer. I am concerned with anybody who's a liable sexual abuser. That's
well, you've
not
been concerned
unquote.
About all of the other president's personal
okay.
life.
Is Obama ever
that's
been accused
not what
of
I
rape?
Asked you, Brian.
No, but you don't want to answer
Brian,
that, do you?
Not, I
is
don't
Obama
know,
in the Epstein
I don't
files?
Care, and I'm not concerned.
You don't care.
I won't,
so you
I don't
care if the president...
I hired them to
hold
do,
on a second.
Brian,
hold
Brian.
On.
Brian,
no, no.
I hired him to
Jesse,
do it.
Jesse,
Brian.
You don't care. Jesse,
Brian,
Jesse,
I hired
Jesse,
him to do a
Jesse.
Job for me. I don't hire to find out who
yeah.
they screw.
So you'll hire somebody to do a job even if they're a rapist and you don't care? You're despicable.
Brian.
How do you make a statement like that?
Brian, I don't hire people to
Jesse.
Find out who they screw. I hire them to
no,
find
no, no,
out
no.
who
no,
they
no,
do
no,
a
no.
job.
But, I didn't,
Brian,
I didn't
let's
say
move,
who they
I want to ask you some more questions,
rape.
Man. Because
Why
of time, Brian.
Mine?
Calm down.
Why don't you answer my questions?
Because
it's not
I'm not your guest. You're my guest today.
Yeah, I know. I
hold,
understand
so hold
that.
Hold on then. Hold on.
It's not. No,
Brian,
what you
I
want to
ask you some other issues, all right? Abortion. Are you for abortion or against it?
I'm for the right for women to choose. Yes, and I'm for the right for women to choose.
Is abortion right or wrong?
I think that's a choice not for you. I think your choice to tell a woman what to do with her body is wrong. So I think you're wrong.
Is it right or wrong for a woman to kill the man's child in the womb?
Yeah. First of all, I don't think of it as a killing. It's called an abortion. And I just told you I'm pro-choice.
And so you think it's okay for a woman to kill the man's child in the womb?
Again, you use the word kill. I say it's fine to have an abortion and it's the woman's choice to do so. I've answered that now 5 times. You say you're
wasting
time.
Would you want your wife to kill your child in the womb and you not have anything to say
okay,
about it?
So I can't be more clear, and I'll answer your question now for a 6th time. I am pro-choice, and I believe in the woman's right to choose. Are you going to ask me again?
No, I'm asking somebody else different about that. I don't know if you're married or not, but if you were married and your wife was pregnant with your child and she mm-hmm. wanted to kill your child, would you be okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't consider abortion and characterize it the way you are. So I will now answer it for an 8th time. And for somebody that has a lot of questions, it's really weird you asked me the same question 8 times. Whether it's my wife or girlfriend or any woman in the United States of America, unequivocally, I believe in the woman's right to choose. I can't be more clear than that, whether it's my friend or my wife or my girlfriend
okay.
or anybody. And I don't want people like you telling women what to do with their bodies.
That's amazing.
I can't be more
Brian,
I think your opinion's amazing.
Brian,
I think you're amazing. You're amazing.
Brian, were women created to lead or to follow?
I think every person is different, and you can lead or follow if you would like. And I don't care whether you're a man or a woman.
No, the question is, were women created to lead or to follow?
Were women created to lead or to follow? What are you trying to make in a judgment on why women were created?
No, I'm asking you, were women created to lead or to follow?
I believe human beings, both men and women, were created so that they can live their lives and be who they want to be without people like you telling women what to do.
No, that's
How about
not
that?
The question, bro. That's amazing.
No, but that's my answer.
Well, women
that's my answer. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Brian,
isn't it? Well, it's amazing
create,
that I don't want to tell women what to do.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I will answer the question again, whether you're a woman or a man.
I didn't ask about the men.
I believe,
we know that men were,
okay,
we so, know men so, were created to lead. And I'm
so you
asking
don't think
you
women
now
can lead?
About the women. Since they're
so, Jesse, you don't think women can lead? Is that what you're saying?
I asked you, were they
you don't
created
think,
to lead?
And
right?
I'm asking you.
Brian.
I'm asking you. Do you don't think women can lead?
Brian.
No, Jesse,
Brian.
Answer my question. You
Brian.
Don't think women can lead?
My guess,
answer my
Brian.
Question.
So, Brian.
Yeah, and you're asking stupid questions.
Brian.
You're asking stupid questions. You don't think women should be allowed to lead?
Brian,
answer my question.
I ask
yes
you,
or no?
Were they created by God to lead or to follow?
I'm not God. I'm not God. I don't know, and neither are you.
I didn't ask
you think
you
women
God.
Should be allowed to lead? Yes or no?
Would
I think they can
a,
lead if they want to.
Would
That's
you
up
ever
to them.
Follow you, a woman?
I don't have a problem with any woman leading. I'm answering your question. Now answer mine. Do you have a problem with a woman being a leader?
Yes.
You do? Okay, so you're a misogynist then. You're
no,
a pig. No.
Women
amazing.
Were created
amazing.
To,
so let me get this right.
Right.
Jesse doesn't think women should lead. You're
right.
a misogynist.
No.
You're a misogynist.
It's not in
yes,
their nature to lead, Brian.
Oh, who the hell are you to say that women shouldn't be allowed to lead? Do you realize what an idiot you sound like?
God didn't create them to do that. But are you?
How the hell do you know? How the hell do you know what God did?
Are you
You're
a Christian?
God. Wait a second. You don't think women should be allowed to lead?
No.
What the hell is wrong with you? You're a misogynist. Do you have daughters?
It's not in their nature to lead.
I know plenty of women, and it's definitely in their nature
to
lead.
No,
it's
not.
There's plenty of women that I know.
No.
Well, then you're a misogynist. Then you're a misogynist piece of shit. I don't know what else to tell you.
What?
You can laugh.
Brian, would you ever follow a woman?
I'm sorry. Would I ever follow? What do you mean by follow? What does that mean?
Would you
ever follow
a woman?
In what context?
Any context.
Follow in what way?
Any way at all.
I've had professors that are women. I know women in radio that are really good, that I look up to, that I think are really good radio hosts. There are talented women all over the world. And for you to be a middle-aged man and to say that women shouldn't be allowed to lead makes you a moron. You're a bigot. Do you understand
Brian,
that? You're a bigot.
Are you a
Don't
Christian?
Don't lie to me. It's none of your business what religion I am. It's
irrelevant. You have a right not to respond to that. You're absolutely right.
Women, so hold on. So women shouldn't be leaders in any business. They can't be politicians. They shouldn't be teachers. Women can't lead in the workforce. Is that your opinion? I just want to get you on record as saying this.
Yes.
Women shouldn't lead.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, well then you're a misogynist. You're a misogynist pig. You're an embarrassment to this country. No wonder why you support Donald
Trump. Listen to
this. No wonder why you support Donald Trump.
Brian, let me tell you this. Hold on, Brian. Brian, what?
How the hell do you,
Brian? Listen. Do you believe in the order? Do you believe in the order of God?
I'm not an extremely religious person, so I'm not going
to
get into a conversation with a bigot about God. Okay.
I want you to know the order of God is God and Christ.
I don't care what your opinions are in God. I don't care.
Hold on, Brian. Christ over man. Man over woman and women over children.
Yeah, I don't care what your opinions are on religion or God. You just said women shouldn't lead, which makes you an idiot. But go ahead and ask me another question.
You're laughing. What do you think about the order of God? Oh, you're not religious. Okay.
Yeah, stop asking me questions about God. You don't think women should control their own bodies. You don't think women should be able to lead. You probably think women should be in the kitchen, right? Are you
pregnant.
One of those idiots that think, right?
They
you think women should be in
the kitchen?
They should
be barefoot and cleaning the house and watching over your children.
Right. Okay, well, guess what?
Unless they have
you
to work.
Be in the house.
Unless they have to work. You know, some women have to work, of course, go to work. If they're married, they should be home raising a man's children.
Okay, so what if the woman doesn't have children? She should be allowed to have her own career, or are you against that too?
If she does have, absolutely, she should have her own career, absolutely.
Okay, but you just said they shouldn't be allowed to lead. You just said she shouldn't be allowed to lead. You just said all women shouldn't be allowed to lead. So which is it?
No, I said they were not created to lead.
Oh, jeez. All right, so a woman should be able to have the choice, right, whether she wants to work or not. Can we at least agree on that?
If she's not married, yes.
Wait, if she's married without, even if she's married with kids, shouldn't she be allowed to get a babysitter so she can work?
No.
Oh, she shouldn't.
No.
So if a mother has kids, she can't work.
Not if she's married.
She can't hire a babysitter.
Not if she's married.
What about if I said that about a man? If a man is married, he shouldn't be allowed to work. He should be home. What would you say to that?
And that would be a beta male.
Right. Well, that would be a crazy thing to say, and I would never say that. My point that I'm trying to make, Jesse, amazing, as you would say, is that you want to tell all women what to do. If a woman – guess what? If you're married to a woman –
That's God's order, Brian. That's not me telling them that. That's come from God.
You have no idea whether God exists or not, so don't preach to me your bullshit, okay? You don't know any more than I do whether God exists or not, so don't preach to me your religious bullshit, okay?
And without a doubt, there is a God. I know that without a doubt. But, Brian, let me ask you this because of time. Hold on.
No,
calm
you
down.
Don't.
You
don't know any more than
God,
me
so
whether
we need to
God
move on. Hold on, Brian. Does racism exist?
Are you really asking me that question? Is that a serious question? Are you a serious host? Did you just ask me if racism exists?
Right.
That might be the dumbest question in my 24-year career that anyone's asked me. Yes, yes, Jesse. There are people that judge other people based on race.
And
yes,
what is
Jesse,
your proof that racism exists?
Do you not have any black people that are friends of yours? Is that a serious question? I mean, is this a serious program?
Right. I have a
you're
whole
asking
bunch
me,
of you're, black friends. A black people. My family is black.
Well,
Everybody's black. My children are black.
So you mean to tell me that you don't think racism exists in society?
Where,
is that what you're about to say next?
That racism exists?
The Trayvon Martin case,
what about
which you probably don't know of. I could talk about the...
That has nothing to do with racism.
Nothing to do with race. Okay. So how about Tim Scott, since you're a Republican, I would imagine, a MAGA mushroom gobbler. When Tim Scott says he was pulled over 10 times because of the color of his skin, was he lying? You think you don't think in our justice system racism exists? Or the people that are chased around in an electronics store just because of the color of their skin? Or the hate crimes that have been committed by white people? Do you know who Ahmaud Arbery is? Do you have any idea who Ahmaud Arbery is? No, you probably don't. You're probably ill-informed.
Right, calm down for a minute. I want to respond to you about the Tim Scott.
I have a black man who doesn't think racism exists, and I am astounded by your stupid question.
Brian,
but go ahead.
I want to respond. Maybe, I don't know. I remember hearing that Tim saying police stopped him before. Tim Scott said that. But that's not racism. That's not racism. That's not
racially profiling is racism.
No,
that's not racism,
Brian. That is racially first of all, profiling. I do want to tell you on record, Brian, there's no such thing as racism.
Tell that to Martin Luther King and his family.
Where is Martin Luther King now?
Yeah, he's dead.
What about slavery?
Is that racism?
I rest my case.
What about slavery?
Brian.
What was slavery?
Hold on, Brian. Let me tell you this.
Jesse, what was slavery?
Brian, it wasn't racism. That's what you're...
What was slavery?
It was...
Oh, really? It had nothing to do with the color of their skin?
No. No,
you are just the most ignorant
person. It
was
about the economy.
I've ever talked to in my life. So wait.
Brian, hold on. Calm down.
It was about the economy.
Brian.
So why couldn't you own white people?
Brian.
What you're saying is so offensive.
White people have been owned.
Slavery had nothing to do with race.
White people have been enslaved too.
Slavery had nothing to do with race. Is that what you're claiming?
Brian,
right now?
There were black people in this country who owned slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Black people that owned other black people as
did
slaves.
Slavery,
was that racism?
Did slavery?
Was that racism?
Did
Brian?
Slavery had nothing.
What that
black
racism?
People own black people.
When black people had slaves
what
in this country.
What black people own black people?
Brian, when black people had slaves in this country, was that racism?
When did that happen?
Was it racism, Brian?
When did it happen?
Tell me, was it racism?
The context of what you're talking about. Answer my question and then I'll answer yours. When did it happen?
Brian, when slavery was
no
in
idea.
Existence.
You don't, you're, it didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
It didn't happen. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I know for a fact. Was it racism, Brian?
So black people were responsible for slavery. Yeah, that's a very intelligent
thing. No, it was the Arabs. There was the Arabs who went over to Africa, Brian. It was the Arabs who went over to Africa and bought the black people from other black people in Africa. And the Arabs sold them across the country to Mexico. United States and other places.
Jesse,
so it wasn't what you're saying.
First of all, Jesse, Arabs are not black people. Just got to give you a heads up on that one.
But they're the one that sold the blacks.
Okay, you just said black people own slaves.
There were black people in America who own slaves, Bernie.
Okay, so you're saying racism doesn't exist. Is that the point you're trying to make?
You don't think racism exists in this country? And without a doubt, there's no such thing as racism.
I feel like you're the black version of Alex Jones. I feel like that's who I'm talking to right now. I feel like you are out of your mind. I know you've had some health issues, and I'm trying to be respectful, but this is the most ridiculous interview I've ever had. No, I'm sorry about your health issues. I really do, and I feel for you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but Brian, hold on, there's
something wrong with you. You're saying racism doesn't exist.
Right.
You think women
I have
belong
no
in the
health
kitchen.
Issue. You're putting a lie out there. I don't have any health issues. Now, if you're saying that I'm saying this because I'm black and slow, that's a different thing.
It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. I just think that you're extremely ill-informed. You say things that are absolutely batshit crazy, like racism doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
Even the most... Okay, so what's the Klan then?
What's the
Ku Klux Klan?
And you know what?
What's the Ku Klux Klan?
Brian,
what's the Ku Klux Klan?
Let me tell you, I got
what's
more proof.
What's the Ku Klux Klan?
Hold on.
Answer my question. What's the Ku Klux Klan?
Let me respond to your first question. I grew up in Alabama on a plantation. Did you know that?
No, what's the Ku Klux Klan?
I grew up on a plantation under the Jim Crow laws And right. I remember color only, white only, but it had nothing to do with racism.
Okay. Tell me what the Ku Klux Klan is. What is that group?
And they started out trying to stop blacks from, well, they right. kept them out of the Democratic Party for sure.
And okay, then I didn't ask you about the Democrat Party.
They kept them out of the Democratic Party. And then the blacks mm-hmm. and some other whites got together and they started mm-hmm. the Republican Party. And the Klan got mad because they were in, the blacks were rising in power in the government. They were like congressmen and senators and things like that. And so the KKK tried to stop them mm-hmm. for political reasons, not because of their color. But Brian, because mm-hmm. of time, I'm gonna have to move
so
on
the
here.
So hold on, just for the record, the Ku Klux Klan is not a racist organization. Is
no.
that what you're saying?
No, racism
okay.
doesn't
I mean,
exist.
This is just the dumb...
It's a spiritual battle, Brian. It's a battle between good
Jesse,
and evil. It has nothing to do with color. But
Jesse,
I got to ask you one thing about the civil rights movement. You brought that up.
You want to talk to me about the civil rights movement, and you're not even willing to admit the Ku Klux Klan is a racist organization. You
right.
might be the most ignorant person that's ever interviewed.
But how can they be racist when racism doesn't exist?
Because they've literally murdered people because of the color of their skin, and it's not my fault you're too stupid to understand that.
There's no proof that they murdered people because of the color of the skin.
Yes, there is. There
no,
are people
not.
In jail right now. There are people in jail right now that have committed hate crimes that have killed and murdered people back in the 60s
it
and
was
70s.
Because of
you
hate.
Have no idea what you're talking
it
about.
It was because of hate, not because of color.
A hate crime. Do you understand the definition of what a hate crime is? You
All
don't even know what that means,
hate
do you?
Crimes.
No, all crimes are not.
When did that
hate
time
crimes.
You see the love crime?
Will you listen? There's a category in our laws that say if you kill somebody and murder somebody because of their religion or the color of their skin, it is a harsher punishment. You don't even know what the definition of a hate
Brian,
crime
when
is.
When did that time you see the love crime?
Did you not listen to what I just said?
I didn't
murder.
Know what you said, but I don't
there
agree
are
with
different.
That.
There are different. It doesn't matter whether you agree with it or not. It's in our court system. Don't you listen?
Right.
There are different categories of murder. No, just listen. I'm trying to educate you on one thing in this whole interview. Please listen. When you commit something called a hate crime and you're convicted, it means you murdered somebody because of race or sexual orientation. It is a separate category from just a first degree murder. It's a harsher punishment. How is it possible that you do a talk show and you don't even know what a hate crime is?
All crime are hate crime. There's no such thing as love crime.
All right. Okay.
But
whatever you say, Jesse, let's get this over
with. The civil rights movement. Did you know that the civil rights movement was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks and to the country? Other than it was worse. The only worst thing other than that was abortion. But did you know that the civil rights movement was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks?
I feel like I'm talking to the black version of Charlie Kirk right now. No, that's not true, sir. And there's many African-Americans that would say that would disagree with you on the civil rights movement. And Martin Luther King being a hero. You guys were
Martin
in the
King
back of buses.
Martin Luther King is not a hero. Martin Luther
Excuse
King
me.
Is a zero.
You guys. Okay, well, you're an asshole. You're an asshole for saying that. You're an idiot. Well, you can laugh all you want. You're not a serious person.
Why
you're
you
calling
call
Martin
me
Luther
names?
Guess what? You're a zero. You're a buffoon. You have me come on your show and you're going to insult Martin Luther King and you're going to call Martin Luther King a zero. He died so that assholes like you could do shows like this. He died
no,
so
he
that
didn't.
You don't have the freedom.
That's not true.
Oh, please. You are such a buffoon. It's an embarrassment that I even agreed to do this show.
That whole civil rights movement was about taking over the hearts and minds of the black.
So let me get this right to Jesse and all of his listeners right now. Let me make an announcement. So to Jesse, Martin Luther King is a zero, but Donald Trump is the great white hope. You are a moron, Jesse. You're
Brian.
A moron and you are brainwashed. Don't Brian me.
Brian.
You're a moron is what you are.
Brian.
And I can't wait to post this on social media to show everybody what an idiot you actually are. Martin Luther King is a zero, but Donald Trump is the great white hope. You are an imbecile and you are Donald Trump's base. Extremely stupid people.
And
you
Brian.
Have an IQ of like 20.
Brian.
You're an imbecile.
And that woman, Coretta Scott Key, I think her name. No, not Coretta Key. When they got
oh
on
my
the bus.
God! How do people work for this guy?
And Rosa
How do you
Park.
Guys work for this guy?
Brian, the Rosa Parks thing was a setup by
right,
the NAACP.
Right. I said, the black version of Alex Jones. Here it comes. Yeah, yeah.
Rosa
Parks
didn't get on
right.
the bus.
Right.
Oh,
right,
Lord,
right.
I'm tired. I ain't going to the back. That was a setup between organized by NAACP. That was set up, buddy.
Right.
But, buddy, I got to put you on the hot seat because of time.
Let me be very clear. You're not my buddy, so please don't call me that. You're the last person I would ever hang out with or have a beer with.
Are you serious?
Because I think you're a complete imbecile. But go ahead. Yeah, you're an imbecile.
Are you serious, Brian?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who thinks that Martin Luther King is a zero is a idiot. That's what you are.
So, Brian, I got to put you on the hot seat. I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible because of time, all right?
I'm sure they'll be really, really intelligent questions. I'm sure you put it together all by yourself.
Brian, what is a woman?
Yep, I knew he would start off with the dumbest possible question imaginable. You really want me to answer that? Is that a serious question? What's a woman?
As quickly as possible, what is a woman?
Of all the questions you could have asked, that's the question you ask me? What's a woman?
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is the dumbest person on the planet. I believe a woman is someone who was born a woman with a vagina. Okay, next question.
Should we give the blacks reparations?
Should we give the blacks reparations?
Yes.
I think it depends on circumstance. I'm not a huge fan of reparations today in 2026. I'm not a huge fan of reparations, but I do believe if you have a black person and a white person that are both qualified for the same job, I would give it to the black person. But I don't know if I would consider that reparations.
My dream team is Donald Trump, Bibi Netanyahu, and Putin. Mm-hmm. Is that an amazing dream team?
Your dream team is an evil, murderous dictator, a rapist, and a war criminal. Congratulations, sir. Your kids must be very proud of you.
How about Netanyahu and Putin?
Yeah, they're both evil dictators. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal. But I'm not surprised that an idiot like you would call
Brian, which
Martin
is
Luther
worse,
King.
Abortion or slavery?
I'm going to finish my sentence because you just interrupted me. I'm not surprised
because
that an idiot like you would say.
Because you're supposed to be answering these as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'll answer it the way I want to. Martin Luther King Jr., you say, is a zero, but you're praising Putin because you're a complete idiot. But go ahead.
Brian, which would you rather see as president? Gavin Newsom, Kanye West, J.D. Vance, or Ben Shapiro?
The fact that you even put Kanye West on that list because he's an anti-Semitic idiot and a Holocaust denier is an embarrassment.
Which one of those would you rather see as president?
I would absolutely choose Gavin Newsom over J.D. Vance, if that's the question.
Have you ever tasted something that was so good it made you want to slap your mama?
Yeah, that'll be the second this show is over with and I don't have to talk to you anymore.
Are UFOs real?
Well, since you're the black version of Alex Jones, I'm sure you probably do think they are.
Is the earth flat around?
You're the type of person with an IQ that I would imagine probably thinks the earth is flat.
That's amazing.
But no, the earth is round. The earth is round, sir.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
True
I don't even know
false?
What you're saying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. People cry all the time. What are you talking about?
No,
what are you talking about?
When she's crying, she's lying.
Who? When who's crying?
She.
Who's she?
Whenever she's crying.
Can I ask you a question? Who put these together? You? Did you put these questions together?
Right. Have you?
Yeah.
Can you respond to that real fast?
I can't respond to a question when I don't even understand the question. When she's crying, she's lying.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking
True
about.
True or false?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's she? I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what the question is.
Have you ever called a woman fat?
No, I have not. But something leads me to believe that you have.
Do you love white people?
I love everybody if they're a decent human being, which I don't think you are.
Do you love white people?
I love everybody if I think they're a decent human being, and I don't care what the color of their skin is like you.
How about white people? Do you love white people?
Are you married, by the way? Let's talk about you, Jesse. Are
Brian,
you married?
Do
let's
you love white people?
I'll answer your question when you answer mine. Let's go back. Are you married,
Brian,
Jesse?
Because of time. Sending your child to a public school.
Because of time, right.
sending your child to a public school is child abuse. True or false?
It's the dumbest question I've ever seen. Of course, that's not true. I wouldn't be surprised if you were a child abuser, though.
Brian, did you have fun?
No, I didn't, actually. I'm going to be honest, okay? And,
no, I appreciate you taking on the hot seat.
Are you a married guy?
Tell the folks how to get to your get to your information you want to put out there.
I'm sure your fans will love my show because...
tell them how to find it because of time.
At PTL Radio Show, Pushing the Limits is the name of my show. On my program, I would never say that Martin Luther King is a zero. I don't make misogynist comments on my show. I don't have conspiracy theories like this guy. And I actually have an IQ over 20. But this man is Donald Trump's base. Extremely ignorant and ill-informed
people. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it, all right?
This was torture. Thank you, Jesse.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to, if you'd like to see other interesting guests on the show, contact my producer@JesseLeePeterson. No, I'm sorry. The producer at thefallestate.tv. Check out my coffee on JesseLeePeterson.shop. And like, follow, ring the bell. And I do shout outs for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com. Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it. Amazing.